Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are talking about Singing for Breathing now. A Cambridge singing group for people with breathing difficulties is looking for new members. Singing for Breathing started in May 2016 and is open to anyone with breathing difficulties, ranging from mild breathlessness to serious long-term conditions. Group leader Kay Barrett is here in the studio with us, as is Debbie, who's one of the members. Good morning to you both. Thank you and welcome to Cambridge Breakfast.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about the group and why you set it up.
Okay, so back in 2016, I heard about this kind of work, and it happened that the British Lung Foundation were offering free training and 12 weeks of startup funding for people who wanted to start a Singing for Lung Health group. So I applied to do that and fortunately was accepted. The rest is history, really.
I'm told that singing kind of helps the breathing anyway, so I'm kind of wondering if there's any specific exercises that you now do.
Well, we focus very much on the exercises that help to tone the abdominal muscles, which can support the diaphragm and help it in its work when you're breathing. And the interesting thing about the diaphragm is, contrary to what a lot of people believe, you don't have conscious control of your diaphragm. It does its own thing.
Right.
But you do have conscious control of the muscles in your tummy that help to support your diaphragm. And if you can tone those muscles, you can get a steadier and better out-breath. And the in-breath follows on from that.
Did you make people stand up? Now, Debbie, does she make you stand up when you're singing to improve the breathing?
She gives us the option. She says it would be good if you feel you can.
Right.
I generally say it's easier if you can stand up.
Yeah.
But it's also possible to do sitting in a good posture on a chair. And indeed, we have a couple of people who come in wheelchairs and they find it beneficial too. So, yeah. Mm.
Weirdly, actually, this isn't... it's not that I sing just between me and Julie off the mic, but when I had a recent discovery last week that I sit on a higher chair now, and I've noticed just being able to sit up straight, yeah. I can fill my lungs a bit more when I'm reading the news, so I'm not gasping for air all the time.
Yeah.
I was sitting on this little chair, which did nothing.
The one I'm on now.
The one that you're on now, and I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, I can feel everything collapsing.
And we were also talking a little bit about the songs that you guys sing together. What sort of songs do you sing?
Okay, so anything and everything, really. I like to bring along songs that are easy to learn by ear, quite often songs from around the world that we could sing in a call and response way, so people haven't got to remember the words or the tune, they just echo back a phrase that I've sung. And we really enjoy doing those. And then we'll perhaps move on to something a bit more complex, but generally things that are quite well known and easy to pick up.
So you don't have to read music or anything like that?
You just have to be able to remember
what you've just heard, which is relatively easy, I guess.
And I always say to people as well, it's about what it feels like rather than what it sounds like. For the purposes of improving the way that you breathe and getting the best use of your lung capacity, we're thinking about what it feels like, and people can tell, you know, when things open up and start to work better.
Debbie, how did you hear about Singing for Breathing?
Well, there was a leaflet in my doctor's surgery.
Oh, potentially one of these, which we have in front of us here.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, I've got to do that. Partly because before I got ill, I was singing in a community choir.
Did you suffer from any particular breathing condition yourself, if I might ask?
Well, I have a very rare autoimmune disease, which I won't get into. But, in an autoimmune disease, your own body attacks your own body.
Right.
And the first thing that was attacked in my case was my lungs. So in 2011, I was admitted to hospital with acute respiratory failure, and I was in intensive care for about a week, and then in hospital after that for a while.
So have you found then that going to Singing for Breathing has helped things along a bit?
Well, yes. I mean, the first thing that helped was when, after 2 years, the doctors managed to make a diagnosis.
Which is good.
Which was very good. And then start the treatment to control the autoimmunity, because there is no cure. You can only you can only control it. And found, after quite a long time, found the right immunosuppressant.
Mm.
So I started that in 2014, in July 2014.
So how long have you been with the group now, then?
And I joined about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But last year, I was ill all year.
Right.
Really, and because that happens with autoimmune diseases. And so I was very sporadic in my attendance for quite a while.
But I guess with this sort of thing, you don't necessarily have to come every single week, as
it's
long as you come often enough. Yeah.
Because people have appointments and they sometimes get a chest infection. A lot of the members have other commitments as well. So, yeah, I just say come as and when you can. Mm. And people do practice at home as well. I'm always really impressed by that because I know it's difficult to practice on your own. It's one of the reasons why coming to a group is good because it's motivating.
Debbie, what are the favourite songs which you do?
I really like Wild Rover.
The Wild Rover, yeah, the classic Irish folk song.
And
it's got clapping in it. And it's no, nay, never.
No, nay, never, oh, yes.
No, nay, never, no more.
Brilliant.
Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no more.
Oh, I love it.
Going for another course of that.
I was going to say, actually, you know, so you've got your breathing difficulties, but you're going along somewhere. Is it quite sort of nice in a way that you're with other people who've got similar problems, and also just singing together? Because you two guys just singing there, me and June just like smiling at each other. It's just such a lovely thing to get together and do.
Absolutely. And I mean, we always start with tea or coffee.
Of course.
Chat, you know, and I think it's a very important social connection for a lot of people. Well, for everybody. And one of the other members of the group was saying the other day that it's the only place where you go where people don't quiz you about your illness.
Uh-huh.
Because we've just all got breathing problems.
Just know, I guess, and that's it.
Well, they don't necessarily know what you've got.
No, but within, a range.
You know,
but most people have COPD. That's the most common one.
Yes. COPD and some other
I have
conditions too.
As a result of my autoimmune disease, I have interstitial lung disease, which basically means there's scarring in my lungs, which will be eventually progressive. Mm.
But it's one of those things that you're very aware of. But actually, weirdly, when you go to the singing group, you're saying that it kind of takes a bit of a backseat almost.
It becomes just who you are, not what you've got.
Yeah.
And you're after new members at the moment, Kay.
We'd love to get some new members, yes, yeah. I mean, we've got about 20 on our register, but it happens that people often can't come every week. So sometimes the numbers are a bit small these days.
I guess these things go through peaks and troughs don't they?
We would love to welcome some more people in, because we know that there must be loads of people out there who could benefit.
When and where do you meet?
So we meet on Thursday afternoons at 2:30 through till 4 at Brownsfield Centre, which is in Green End Road, at the Milton Road end of Green End Road, Chesterton. It's on a good bus route, and there's plenty of parking, which is useful for people who get breathless walking very far.
As I say, don't want people to get out of breath before they arrive.
They've got bike racks as well, and we do have a few people who cycle.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Yeah, it's a great centre.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you also for the burst of song. That was
very much appreciated.
Prove you can actually do it. Very much so. Kay Barrett, who runs the group in question, Singing for Breathing, and also for Debbie for joining us as well this morning. Thanks both very much.
Thank you.
Do you think we should try singing for breathing?
Oh, yeah, we love a sing song, don't we, Julian?
Oh, yes. OK, right. Fill your lungs right now. All together. One, two, three, four.